We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio, 869-1240. Is the number. Kind of a gloomy, rainy, dark day out there again. Seems like we've had a bunch of those in the month of February.
I know. I don't think it's going to be getting any better. Well, is it 51, 61 on Wednesday?
What?
61, this says?
Really? I had no idea when I looked.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and then, 61 Wednesday and Friday 30 in snow.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And then in the low 30s, high 20s for the rest of the week. Like, come on.
Ugh.
Why does it do that?
At least we get the one day. Right?
Yeah.
And we know we're getting closer to spring.
Well, I would hope so.
The first day of March improves my outlook immeasurably because I've gotten through November, December, January, February. Don't like those months.
No. No, they're cold. You can't do anything outside. Yeah.
Now, people will say, well, you have Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year.
No, I'm talking about, like, getting out to do something.
Yeah, we're talking about the weather of the month.
You know, anything. Ridiculous. So, I got to ask you. I saw on the news, was it Saturday, with your League 42 stuff. Obviously, a lot of people know, especially listening to the show, how'd everything pan out there Saturday? It looked like you had a pretty good turnout.
Well, you know, we had some stuff taken. Mm-hmm. Lots of bats, some bags, gloves, and the response of the and sound equipment, and the response of the community Saturday when we had our equipment drive at the McAdams Park Rec Center started at 1, had people come before 1, ended at 3, a steady stream for 2 hours. Probably about 150 people or so dropped off equipment, checks, cash. Anything they could think of to help League 42. So a bad situation became an amazing situation. And I just got to thank all the people in Wichita who helped us with equipment, with financial donations, with support. I mean, you look behind you right now, you probably got 12 to 15 bats sitting in a box.
I was checking them out.
A guy that brought those by earlier today. And just incredible.
It's fantastic for people stepping up and helping out like that.
I'm going to try to thank as many people as I can on social media. And I'm certainly going to get back with people via email and text. And we were just overwhelmed Saturday.
That's great to hear, though.
But we were able to find some storage space that we're going to utilize, donated to us. And we're going to put all our stuff there. And just very, what a weekend. What a great weekend.
That's good.
For League 42.
Glad to hear that things are going to work out.
So very much appreciative, and thanks for asking. 869-1240, that's the way to get a hold of us. If you got something on your mind, whatever you want to talk about. What Jason Duda has proven today with his ability to break down the Grammys is that there's nothing he can't talk about.
Not really, no. I got something on everything. I mean, it might not be right, but I got something on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So there's nothing. I'll have an opinion on everything. Duda will have an opinion on everything. We're seeing a statement by Kareem Hunt that he didn't write.
Of course.
Why am I so cynical?
I don't know.
Statement on ESPN that I would question whether... I don't know. Maybe he did write it.
I don't know.
Maybe he is.
Somebody from Cleveland probably wrote it. Whatever.
Maybe he is
a new man. For his sake.
I still contend that he shouldn't be in the NFL.
I agree.
Tom is first up on Jive Talk. Hey, Tom.
How are you today?
Good.
I think Kathy brought in some information for you. A friend of ours and classmate is being introduced to the East High Hall of Fame. this coming Friday. Greg Esau. He's probably just a little before your time.
He is just a tad before my time, but I'm aware of Greg.
Very good ball player. Very good golf ball player.
Anyway, also, Bryce and Arthur Brown going into the East High Hall of Fame this weekend.
Yes, and we are meeting at downtown at the Wichita Hall of Fame at 2 o'clock for anybody, friends or whatever, that want to. Then we're going to Golden Corral at like 4:30. And anybody that wants to come to the ball game and say they're there for Greg, there will be a ticket at the pass gate for him. Wear your letter jacket if it still fits. Mine doesn't. But we're going to have a good time.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it.
7:30.
All right. Golden Corral. Michael, you're on the show. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Bob. I had a question. Testy's probably a no-brainer. How many seams are there on a baseball?
Go ahead, Duda.
192.
192?
I'm not sure. That was a guess.
That was a guess. I think there's 103 or something.
I honestly don't know.
We'll look it up, Michael.
Okay. I did find something there. And do you know the length of a home run in Little League in center field?
250.
205.
Is this a quiz?
Well, I just
did Jeff call you to ask these questions?
Yeah, Jeff called me and he emailed me. He said, do this and see if you can get him.
Ask me one more, and I promise you I'll be right. Go, Michael.
Okay, one more. Who did Jackie Robinson play in the Negro League?
He played for the Monarchs, the Kansas
exactly.
City Monarchs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
There are
what did I just tell him? I'd get it right.
Yeah, you did.
How many seams in a baseball?
Well, 108 double stitches. So you'd have to double, so what, 216 if you were talking one or 108?
I'm going to stay out of that one.
I think it's 216 minus 24 because you got to take 24, so it's 192. So I was pretty close. Is that right?
I have no idea.
I have no clue either.
You don't know.
No.
And here's Earl who doesn't know. Hey, Earl.
I do know. I know a lot of things. In fact, I know I felt bad I didn't get to talk last week when Greer was on because I used to run the umpires at West Urban when Greer Jones and Steve Eck used to have amazing teams and they'd have games together. And Greer's wife was giving us grief one time, and I let her know I was an equal opportunity umpire, and I had ejected her from the ballpark.
Oh, no.
As a scorekeeper. Yes, Greer would love those kind of stories. But I heard you earlier being enthralled by a woman that drew with crayons while she was singing.
No, she didn't draw with crayons. It was painting.
So the painting woman, well, do you know in the rock and roll, there's a guy that plays keyboards with his hands, his feet, a bass guitar, and can sing? Amazing stuff there, Bob. There's a lot of
who's
great
that?
Musicians. That would be Geddy Lee.
Oh, who cares?
And Duda, I ran my four songs just as an homage to you. They were all Canadian artists. And it was a tip of the hat to you, and your guys there didn't even get that.
No, I'm not surprised that they didn't, but I knew you'd come through, buddy.
Tommy Thurber mentioned it, and we mentioned it. And
well, after I did, and Jeff goes, well, I didn't even get that.
Let me tell you, on the list of 300 countries out there, or whatever it is, Canada's 294.
Oh, careful, Bob.
The friendliest, most polite, gracious people in the world, Bob. But look, hey. Bob, there's a show you need to see here local Monday night. Go to the Cotillion and see Blackberry Smoke.
I've heard of them, and I've heard some of their a little bit of their music, and they do sound intriguing.
I have seen them in Lawrence and different other places, and it is quite refreshing to see throwback, feeling like you're in the mid-70s, southern rock and roll, with a lead singer with hair down to his butt and lamb chops on the side of his face. That would keep him warm on the coldest Canadian night.
Good suggestion, Earl. Thank you. We appreciate it. Blackberry Smoke. Wouldn't mind getting somebody from that band on this show.
Well, you guys.
Sometime this week. And we'll get Jack Oliver on.
I was just going to say, if you need somebody, ask Jack.
Or somebody will hear this and go, you know what? We'll try to make that happen. Because I love talking to musicians, as you know.
I do know that.
All right, now Kyler Murray. Let's get to him.
A surprised? Are you surprised?
No.
Me neither.
Because he has a chance to be. I've said all along that I want Oakland to pick him with the fourth pick. And let's go. Let's get this party rolling. Because to me, he's going to be an excellent NFL quarterback.
So you're giving up on Carr?
Done with him. Thoughts?
Man. I don't know. I'm not surprised he's going to the NFL. I mean, you don't go after signing a major league contract. You don't go play football just to play for the year and possibly get hurt.
No.
There's no way you just do that. Well, why not? No. He
well,
wants
he's
to
get
play
a lot
football.
More money to play football.
Yeah, he will.
Cuz he'll be picked high in the first round in my opinion.
And he'll be on a team.
And it'll be
whereas if he goes to Oakland, he's going to be riding a bus for
he'll
2 years.
He'll ride a bus for a year or so. If he's as good as we listen, he's a college kid, so he'd have a chance to get to the big leagues fairly quickly. I heard somebody say today, 3 or 4 years in the minors. Undoubtful. Not if he's that good. He'd probably be in the minor leagues for 2 years.
Yeah. If he's that good.
And he might get a September call-up next year.
Well, if he was there, he would just because of what he's done. No question.
It
would have
been fun to see him in Wichita. Playing for the Oakland AAA team, which is?
You got me.
Sacramento?
Let's go with Sacramento.
I'll have to look that up. Here's Joel. Joel's next, 869-1240. Hey, Joel.
Good evening, guys. How we doing?
We've never been better.
Hey. Well, I'm sorry it's taken me about 2 weeks, but I'm here with my son. And he just wanted to say, hey, he's a little bummed out tonight, so I told him he could call and talk to Bob and hopefully cheer him up a little bit. So here he is. This is Armando.
Hey, Armando, what's up? Armando, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good.
Can you hear him okay?
Dude,
I can't. I'm a little... Can't quite catch him. I think I heard him say hello, ask how we were doing. Did I miss something?
No.
No? You having a good day there, big fella?
Yeah.
Armando, did you ask your dad today where Jeff is?
No.
Attaboy. Max,
I didn't even know he was gone.
Ah, you the man.
You didn't even know he was gone?
Armando is now my new favorite caller.
I feel so bad for my son right now.
I don't.
You're
good.
You're
a killer. It's all good. He wouldn't feel bad for me. We're okay.
Armando, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite person on the drive?
Say again?
Who's your favorite person on the drive?
You.
I love you, kid. That is just so good. Thanks for calling, Joel.
Hey, you guys have a good evening.
All right, there you go. How good is that?
It's good.
I mean, that wasn't a leading question even.
No, not at all. Not at all. I didn't see it that way.
I just asked him, who's your favorite person on the drive? Very straightforward. He very easily could have said Jeff, or he could have said you.
If I'd asked the question, he probably would have said me.
No, I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. Well, but listen, my son is very, very near and dear to me. And to hear Armando just say, I didn't even know he wasn't there, that hurt.
Really?
That gave me a little bit of a pain in my stomach.
Did
yeah.
it?
I feel bad. I'm a compassionate guy.
Okay.
What are you looking up?
Looking up the Oakland A's.
Oh,
it looks like
what's their AAA affiliate?
It looked like it was Las Vegas. Is that right?
No, they were the Mets, but the Mets, look.
They're a new affiliate, though, it said.
Okay, so
but
Vegas.
But that was a quick look, so I might be wrong.
So
it
Vegas
wouldn't be the first time.
Is going to be the new affiliate of the Athletics. Well, they're building a heck of a ballpark in Vegas, I'll tell you that. Here's Chris. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, guys. Okay, Bob, I want you to trust me on something in the future. My knowledge of quarterbacks and how long they're going to last in the NFL is pretty good. I told you 2 years ago about Derek Carr, don't be surprised if he's not in the league in 3 years. Now, you probably aren't going to remember that. That's all right. Same with Tannehill. Tannehill is not going to be in Miami. I've told people that for 5 years now.
I don't think you have to be a fortune teller to say that about Tannehill. Now, Carr, if you said that, I'll give you due credit.
I did, and like I said, if you guys ever want to get down on how long a quarterback's going to be in the league, I'm your guy.
Let me ask you this. Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. Ravens, right?
Yes.
My brain is not working. Okay. So is he there for the long haul?
No, I'm asking how long he's going to be in the league.
In the league, Lamar Jackson. That is a tough one, I guess. Lamar. I think he is going to be in the league for a while. I don't know how many teams he'll be with, but I would say that he's going to be. Wouldn't you say that he's similar to Deshaun Watson? Maybe
doesn't have the passing acumen yet that Deshaun Watson has.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I don't have anything for Jason today. He's tired of hearing me rail against Varlamov in Colorado, so I'm not going to do that. I guess I just did, didn't I?
That's right. You had to get it in there.
Thanks, Chris.
They're going to drive me to drinking. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call. What do you have? You had something.
No, Kyler Murray, they just, with the mock drafts that come up, they got him in the at least like top 12.
Yeah, he'll move up. Here's Richard. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Richard. Tell us about the great thing that you're doing to help with some League 42 fundraising.
Yeah, well, the men's group at Hillside Christian Church is putting on a ham and bean dinner with cornbread and fixings, and that's going to be Friday, February 22nd from 5:30 to 7:30 at Hillside Christian Church. And all the proceeds, it's a free will offering for the dinner. All the proceeds will go to League 42 to help out. Now, even though you may have gotten all your equipment that you needed replaced, this will help with whatever else needs to be done. So,
as a nonprofit, there is no such thing as having everything you need.
Yeah, okay. So there's always a need. And as the league has grown over the years, the needs have grown as well. So.
All right, the Hillside Christian Church right here on Douglas between Webb and Rock.
Yeah.
That's coming up a week from Friday.
Yeah, it's right across from the Independent School.
And that's the 22nd from 5:30 to 7:30, all proceeds to League 42. We'll be reminding people of that, putting that out on social media. And please tell your friends, and let's get a big crowd over there. Richard, we can't thank you enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there's another group of people that are stepping up to help us out.
That's great.
869-1240. Did you watch any of the Alliance of American Football?
You know what I did was I was scrolling through and I saw AAF football and I just kept going. And then later on, I was thinking, I wonder if that's got to be the new league that started.
Yeah.
But it didn't dawn on me to go and check it again because I was watching the Grammys.
I wonder how many weeks that goes on.
I have no idea. I know, honest to God, I know nothing about it.
And you got the XFL coming.
I don't even know when.
I saw one hit yesterday in the AAF where a defensive lineman almost took the head off a quarterback. He would have been thrown out of a game in the NFL. And in this league,
he got a bonus.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. Listen, I just don't know. I'm footballed out, to be honest with you. Now, I know there's football guys out there that can't get enough of this stuff. They want to watch it night and day, 52 weeks a year. They can't get enough. That's not me.
That's okay. But I will try to watch part of a game and see what it's like. I will try.
Well, they did the replays so that the viewers could hear the talk during the replay review.
Oh, really?
So you could hear the replay official giving her thoughts on a call. Yes. Here's Carl. Carl's next on the drive. What's up, Carl?
Yeah, I have the ability to tell you when quarterbacks are going to last in the league as well. So I want to.
No, you don't,
that.
Carl.
Lamar Jackson, one more year as a starter, 2 years as a backup. Freak accident, slips on the ice, and then he's out of the league.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Ah, good one. Another year, max.
Well, I think Mitchell Trubisky's in for the long haul.
Have like a Tiger Woods situation where a golf club might be getting into his car. It's just you got to really look deep on these things. When
Garoppolo with the 49ers.
Oh, well, he's going to slip in
Carl,
you know,
you're slipping. Carl, you are on the ice, and you need a hip replacement.
It's a really big deal, and I haven't done anything for your show.
Thank you, Carl. What?
I don't know.
That started off as a fairly promising call. And then every quarterback he talked about was going to slip and fall.
Could happen. It could. Not saying it's going to, but it could.
That was a call that I just went, man, Carl might have something here. This guy might
be. The problem with Jackson is he runs the ball so much that he's more likely to get hurt in the next year or two.
Mike, hello, you're on the drive.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I read a story online today about Bob Costas and what ended his relationship with NBC, that being his comment about how dangerous football is, especially professional football. And then,
well, he made that comment several years ago.
Right. And I guess NBC said, yeah, we don't want you around anymore because of the implication that the NFL wouldn't want Bob Costas calling their games.
Hmm. I have to go look for that story, but that would seem to be.
So that story broke, I guess, the year before last. And then his last game was, you know, right around that. I'm not sure what the timeline is, but I, you know, the thing is, you know, what he said was absolutely right. And this concussion protocol is just a show for the public. It's been known for at least 10 years that CTE is not caused by concussions, it's caused by subconcussive hits. I love football. It pains me to deep in my soul, but yeah, how football is ever going to be safe for anybody?
Well, it's not going to be.
It's never going to be safe. And do you want, you know,
been safe.
No, the NFL hid all of that information about the trauma to people's brains.
Right.
And I will say this, you know, as much as it pains me to say this, I think Donald Trump saying that he doesn't want his son playing football, man, you know, you can't fault him for, you know, no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, you got to give him props for that.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate the call. We'll take a break, come back, and talk to Jeff Longwell. Pete, give us a call back later in the show if you don't mind. We got to take a break, got to pay the bills, got to make it so we can afford the talents of Jason Duda. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.